From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. World powers say they support lifting a UN arms embargo on Libya. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the decision following a multi-nation meeting chaired by the United States and Italy. The move could help the new Libyan government reduce internal security threats and fight the Islamic State group. Nigeria's Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, Emmanuel Kachikwu, says oil production has fallen by nearly 40% because of militant attacks in the country's south. Kachikwu told the lower house of parliament Monday that the country's crude oil production had declined from 2.2 million barrels per day to 1.4 million barrels per day. Hundreds of Kenyan protesters took to the streets Monday demanding major reforms in the country's electoral commission. Jill Craig has more.
For the third Monday in a month, protesters gathered outside Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission in Nairobi to demand the commission members resign. Protests also took place in western Kenya. The protesters, most of whom are supporters of the opposition CORD coalition, accuse the IEBC of favoring the ruling Jubilee coalition. They say the commission is unable to conduct free, fair, and transparent elections. The demonstration Monday never proceeded to speeches, as the police began firing tear gas and water cannons into the crowd to order protesters to disperse. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
The U.S. Congress has set this week to consider several measures to fund research into a vaccine for the Zika virus, as well as a plan to control mosquitoes that spread the disease. 3 months ago, President Obama proposed a $1.9 billion plan to fight the virus. Republicans balked at spending so much money. This is VOA News.